father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right. Good Saturday afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Ride at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Horace. Thanks for tuning in today. And boy, we have a very exciting day today. We've got flooring, everything flooring, from carpet to hardwood, from porcelain tile to luxury vinyl tile, you name it. We've got it all with our guest from Classic Carpet and Flooring, Mike Rose. We've got a lot in store for you today. We can talk about how to choose the right floors. We can talk about where's the best places to put some of these types of floors. We can absolutely go through it all. So if you've got floors in your home, you're going to want to stay tuned, take some notes, and get ready, because we're going to have everything right here for you in the next hour. Also, don't forget, I'm going to have my On the Road with Rich segment and my hacks, so stay tuned for both of those as well. For now, I want to keep this thing moving right along with our owner, operator, head cook, and bottle washer of Classic Carpet and Flooring, Mike Rose. Thanks for taking some time out and joining us today. How you doing today, Mike?
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No, actually, I love having you on, and really, too, just the relationship with us, with me and you, and with Mosby and Classic and everything. I know from my angle, it's been 22 years that I've been here at Mosby, so it's been even longer.
It has, yeah.
For you with Mosby, with Scott and everybody. So that's what a great, long-lasting relationship we've had over the years.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, Mosby does a great job and hires a lot of great people, so I've made a lot of friends, I've been working with you guys for over 20 years. So
yeah,
it's been fun to watch the company grow and our company's grown, I think it's been mutually beneficial.
Yeah, no, I think it has been. It's totally, totally awesome. So you want to just maybe start out? Let's tell the folks a little bit about you, and then, you know, Classic Carpet and Flooring, how you got into it, how you got started, kind of the story behind all that.
Yeah, so I'll have to start with my mom. She started the store in 1980 out of our house. It was at a time when the whole carpet industry was men. It was all men salespeople, men sales reps, man owners. And so she thought, she's type A, thought she could do it better. So out of her house in Wedgwood and Florissant, like, started a carpet store.
And she obviously could do it better.
Yeah, right. So we started with a kind of a shop at home philosophy. So, because we were out of our house, right? So
yeah.
we still do that today, where we'll bring out samples to people's homes. So I worked there in high school, through college, through grad school. And then, you know, she's retired since then. She turns 80 Wednesday. Happy birthday, Mom! And then,
oh, nice.
I've pretty much been working there my whole working career, and we just try to have great service and have fair prices. We own our building and lot, like Johnny Londoff in Forest,
yeah,
right? So,
yeah.
So we keep our prices really fair and just have good crews and try to do good work. And we don't advertise really, so it's all kind of repeat referral for us.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Well, it's great that can stand. I think that says a lot that, you know, just referral and repeat and all of that. And the work with us and, you know, companies like us to keep you going without, you know, a lot of advertising and stuff. I think it says, you know, speaks volumes for what you do and who you are and, you know, keeping everything going and everything and what you do for people. So speaking of kind of like what you do for people, can you just kind of run through quickly, like, what are the different types of floor you provide? What
sure.
are all, you know, all the little things you could do
yep,
for everybody?
Yep. So you have our classic carpet and flooring. So obviously we do carpet. So that's about half our sales. From there, we do a lot of hardwood floors. We do pre-finished and job finished floors. And then within that, you know, there's engineer and solid floors. So we can get into those differences with customers. The vinyl planks are really popular now. LVP, luxury vinyl plank and luxury yeah. vinyl tile. LVP, LVP, they call them. Those have really gotten popular for people that maybe want a hardwood floor but are looking for something that can stand up to a little more bumps and bruises that a family or a giant dog could
yeah.
dish out. So pretty much anything flooring we do, we'll do ceramic tile, porcelain tile. We also do commercial work. So if you work at a business, so we can do commercial floors. We had a couple big property managers we work with that we'll do offices with carpet tile. That's real popular. And then they even
that's what you put in our office.
Yeah, yeah, and they glue down vinyl planks. So those are real popular on the commercial end.
Yeah, absolutely. So on like those vinyl planks, is there any downsides or any reasons when you can't use a product like that?
Yeah, so there's glue down ones, which are a little more flexible. So if you have like a wavy old basement and you want to put a vinyl floor down there, it's better to use one that can conform to the floor, because
yeah.
a lot of those old basements weren't ever really meant to be finished. So like when they built the house, they didn't intend on having that being a finished area of your house, but people love to finish their basement. Gives you a lot of extra space. So and for flat areas, you can use the click ones, which to me are like the second generation Pergo. So Pergo was the vinyl the laminate floor that made like your countertop, but it had two big Achilles heels in that it wasn't waterproof and that it was clacky. So they've kind of solved that with the new vinyl planks, where they have a waterproof core. And then my favorite brand, CoreTech, they invented the product category. They have cork on the back of it, which makes it quiet. So it's kind of an upgrade to the laminate floors, and still really tough and durable, and can handle a big dog or handle whatever you dish out on it. So we're seeing those get pretty popular.
Yeah, yeah. So when you're kind of out looking at, you know, everyone's floors and the different type of stuff they want and going through all that, is there any common issues that you see, you know, generally with their floors when you're trying to help them that you guys kind of run into when choosing different new flooring?
Yeah, yeah. So just like asking a lot of questions, seeing the house. Water is always a problem. I know that's something you talk about a lot on your show. So if you have a leaky basement, that really changes what products we're going to show you. And like the scenario where the floor isn't even. I mean, if I go into a house down by Tower Grove, I mean, those basements are like a roller coaster. So, I mean, you can't use necessarily every product down there. So it depends a little on your house. And then what your needs are, too. So, like, if I'm carpeting your guest basement bedroom, I'm going to put in something more reasonable, you know, save you a few bucks. But if you're doing your family room where you spend all your time with, you know, I'm going to put in a more durable product and try to get something that's going to, you know, last as long as you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes in those basements too, it can be kind of hard to tell if you can't see the entire floor.
Right.
You know, because let's face it, my basement is not empty. some of it's finished, some of it's not. There's a lot of stuff in there. And you really need to be able to kind of see that floor to be able to help determine, like, it might slope more than you think or have
right.
a lot more,
yep.
you know, dips and stuff like that than you think. And you go to clear everything out and get it done, and you start to learn, like, oh my gosh, what did we just find that we, you know, didn't see when we were
right.
here the
yeah.
first time?
And the product selection is important before you get it in your house, even if you're a, you know, do-it-yourselfer. Like, if you buy these click vinyl floors from the hardware store or something, you need to check the levelness of your floor. Like, a lot of them will have requirements for It can only be, you know, an eighth inch out and 10 feet, which isn't much. I mean, so so like you might need some floor level or something like that. And that's where a lot of times people call us to, you know, bring in the pros and make sure it's done right.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so let's talk about, you know, really what so many people are after now is just kind of like hardwood flooring throughout. You know, what do clients really need to know when they're interested in using hardwood floors, you know, in their home throughout kind of the whole first floor?
Right. Yeah. And so hardwood's, you know, like more expensive than the vinyl plank we mentioned, although it's an investment in your home that I think you get out. Like if you put hardwood floors on your first floor of your house, I think your house is worth more now than before you did it.
Yeah.
But like, and when you're looking at houses they're selling, like they'll put hardwood floors in the ad. Like they rarely put new carpet in the ad or, you know, people are still excited about hardwoods. I do think it adds some value to your house. So there's pre-finished floors that are made at the factory where they cut them into individual lengths, finish them, put the coloring on them, the finish on them, stain, and then you take them out of the box, you nail them down, and you're done. Now there's also job finished floors where you get raw wood, you put it down in your house, you sand it in your house, you stain it in your house, and you coat it in your house. So it's a longer, a little messier process, but there's some I kind of keep people in whatever camp they're in. So if you're out in the suburbs and, you know, if you don't have hardwood or if you already have some pre-finished hardwood, I'm probably going to put you in pre-finished hardwood. If you're living in Kirkwood and, you know, half your house is already job finished, sanded in the house hardwood, I'm probably going to put you in that same category. Like we'll go back in and put the raw wood and sand it because they do have some just they just look different. I mean, like even though you can get the same species of wood, the same width with the same stain on it, something about being made at the factory where they can heat it up. They can heat up their finish. They can UV cure it. They can do things we can't do in the field. So it just has a little different look to it. So I usually try to keep people in whatever camp they're in.
Yeah, no, and it's kind of similar to you know what we see all the time in windows when we change windows with you know our exteriors division. There's vinyl, there's wood clad, there's all these different ones. You get into like the older area where you were talking about, you know, into some really old homes or Ledoux or places like that. You know, Marvin has some lines that really fit the neighborhood. It looks the true divided light. And Pella and some of the others are getting some of that, you know, like that. So you're not just going to want to throw in like vinyl windows. You come out, you know, and O'Fallon and you know out in St. Charles, O'Fallon, stuff like that, the whole neighborhood has vinyl windows, so trying to push like upgrading to a wood clad and all this stuff, unless they really want it and that's what they desire, there's some really good vinyl windows out there that last and are warranted and they got all these great things going for them. So yeah, you kind of go with, you know, the flow of the home and what fits and you know, things like that. So some of those older homes, yeah, that hardwood flooring, the true, you know, finish, job site finish, definitely makes a lot of sense, you know, in those homes for sure. And I'm going to kind of jump into my On the Road with Rich here segment a little bit because, you know, really, and it's almost like every third or fourth appointment, really, that I would be talking about because when you see kitchens, you know, I always get the same question where when they do the kitchen, a lot of them, they want to look at doing the flooring throughout the rest of the house. They're thinking hardwood flooring everywhere, but they're also kind of going, you know, there's still this stigmatism thing of, should I have hardwood in my kitchen? And there's a lot of people that are like, oh, you know, ceramic tile, this, it's going to be. And I'm like, you know, so many people go to hardwood flooring throughout now. And, you know, one of the rules that we've always kind of designed by here at Mosby doing full first floor designs and stuff. So we've always kind of followed this three kinds rule. You know, when you stand in one spot in your home, you don't want to see more than three kinds of floor, which has really turned into in my mind like the two kinds rule because now you just people want even, you know, better flow, more, you know, just able to go through, which is almost turning into the one kind rule where it's like hardwood flooring throughout the whole first floor and you don't even have to worry about anything. So they got that question keeps coming back, but do I want it in my kitchen? And I'm like, you know, I have it in my kitchen. I mean, we worry about water. I went to on vacation. I came back. The toilet on the second floor overflowed flooded right on top of my foyer. Wouldn't have mattered. It didn't even get to the kitchen, you know. And so it could happen, and it's unfortunate, but I say go ahead and do it. But I was wondering, you know, your take, Mike, on what do you think about hardwood flooring in the kitchen?
I have hardwood in my kitchen, and my mom, who started the store, has hardwood in her kitchen, and then my brother, he has hardwood in his kitchen. So, it takes repetitive water or like a major event to hurt it. Like your everyday, hey, I spilled a soda. You know, like my dog came in with wet feet. That's not going to hurt your hardwood floor. It's the dishwasher blowing up or
the toilet on the second floor.
Or you're overwatering your plant without like a base under it. Those are the things that hurt water. Like a window leaking. Like those are the things I see hardwood floors. But those things would also hurt almost any other floor because
exactly.
Like even ceramic tiles waterproof, but your subfloor isn't. That's underneath it. So you know, like excessive water or extreme water situations aren't really good for any floor. So you know, like you just got to do some common sense things. Like I have a waterproof. I actually have a carpet tile under my dog's bowl, but left over from a job. But I have a mat under my dog's bowl. I have somewhere to wipe my feet. And then like when I fill up my water glass, the ice maker, if it spits a cube ice on the floor, I pick it up. You know what I mean? Versus if you had a ceramic tile floor, you just leave it. Who cares? But other than that, it's easy maintenance and it does. Having less floors in your house makes your house look bigger. Like having my kitchen flow in the dining room into the family room, it just looks bigger than if you had ceramic in your kitchen and wood in your family room and something else somewhere else. So
I think absolutely, and I think it's a great thing and great advice and everything. And so we're just about out of time this segment, but I'm gonna have my hack as usual at the start of the next segment, and we're going to have a ton more on all these different types of floors when we return. We'll be back right after this.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, guys, we are back. Time for Rich's Right at Home Hack. And I got to tell you, we're talking a lot about hardwood floors in the kitchen. And so I thought I'd go over a little trick to fix a dent in a hardwood floor. So if you drop something, some kind of heavy item on your floor, creates a little dent in the floor. There's a trick to it. We were just talking about how some moisture really won't necessarily, you know, hurt the floor a little bit. So what you want to do is kind of moisten that area at the dent with a little bit of water. Place a damp cloth on top of that floor where the dent is. Take a hot iron and literally just iron circles around and on top of that dent, on that damp cloth, just for a couple minutes, and it should help kind of swell that up and relieve that dent so it's maybe not so bad for you, so you don't have to completely refinish your floor to get rid of something like that. So hopefully that's simple enough, easy, and effective for you. Remember, you can hear all of these hacks every week on my social media, Facebook, LinkedIn. Just search Rich Orris with Mosby after it, and it'll take you right to all my pages, and you'll find it super easy. So, Mike, I'm here with, we got Mike Rose from Classic Carpet and Flooring. We were just talking about the hardwood floor in the kitchen. Go ahead and do it. It's fine. You know, the reasons are more than ample, and you're going to actually love the floor. But let's maybe get into some different types now. And, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, the growing in popularity, the luxury vinyls. You know, what's your thoughts on that type of floor and when you use it and all of that? Is that a good floor?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, you know, there's just like anything, there's getting to be different qualities of them. So, like, when you're looking at a vinyl, like the luxury vinyl planks, I think the looks are more sophisticated within the wood looks, which is what we sell the most of. The finishes on those are not all the same. So, you need to understand what you're buying. So, the finish layers will be rated as a 6 mil, which is super light traffic, a 12 mil, which is kind of normal residential traffic, and they have 20 mil and above for heavy traffic / commercial. So the better ones will be 20 mil wear layers on them, and then like those will stand up better to scratches and dents and, you know, whatever you have. But there's also big price differences as you go up that list. So
yeah.
So we sell a lot of the Cortec line, most of their lines 20 mil. They invented the product category. It was a guy that was selling like Advantech decks, which were waterproof and stable. He's like, that'd make a great core for a floor because it's waterproof. So then you know, put vinyl on top, cork on the bottom, and make it quiet. And the company was, I think, doubling every quarter. And then Shaw, owned by Berkshire Hathaway, bought them out for like $1 billion. So
wow.
Yeah. So they make a really good product. It's really made well. And you know, we're seeing a lot of imports come from China that aren't made so well. So it isn't like just a simple question, they're good or they're bad. It depends what's the wear layer, where it's made, who's making it. Like all that really factors into getting one that's going to last and do what you want. Another kind of neat thing with these floors and all of our floors, on our website, on classiccarpet.com, we have a room visualizer now on our site. So,
oh, that's awesome.
So it's really cool. So like if you go look at, you know, this – you know, weathered Cortec floor, you can take a picture of your kitchen or your family room, press a couple buttons, and next thing you know, it's your family room with that floor in it. And it really just shows you how it's going to change the look of your room, how much like variation is there within the product. Does it have, you know, is it pretty consistent or does it have pretty big board-to-board, you know, differences, you know, to make it look like maybe a hickory, which has a lot of range, or maybe it looks like an oak, which is more consistent. So,
yeah.
And it's a really handy tool. And like young people have grown up now with their phones and technology.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really respond to this. Like they're used to kind of seeing the world through their phones a little bit. So they really get excited. And it's a really neat tool. Like you can kind of preview what it's going to look like in your house. And like if you're standing there and I take a picture of you in your kitchen,
yeah,
it'll put the floor under you. Like it knows that you're you.
Oh, wow.
And that the floor is the floor. So, but it's, yeah, on classiccarpet.com, you can do that with all our products. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then they can get with you and look at, you know, yeah, getting it installed, put in, all yeah, that. You do all that stuff. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love those visualizer things. We used one for paint. You know, there's some out there for like painting the walls, just like that, where you could kind of see different colors on your walls. You take a picture and, you know, change the color of your walls. And it's pretty amazing how it'll know like a window or, you know, and not change that.
Right. And if you want to play a trick on your spouse, you can take a picture of your kitchen and then put it in like a green shag carpet and tell them, tell me you did a little remodeling while they were gone.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, that would be great. I'm gonna have to use that.
April Fool's next year. Yeah, we'll remind everybody.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I think with these, you know, hopefully the luxury vinyls, I think enough people now are starting to learn where just hearing vinyl. I know for so long, you know, when these things were first coming out, people would say, oh, I don't want that. They just hear vinyl, and they're like, oh my gosh. No vinyl. But there's still like there's some pretty good like vinyl sheet goods and stuff out too still today.
Yeah, we hardly sell them, but there are like sheet vinyl got ruined in the, I don't know, we were around then, but like in the late 80s they had a bunch of, they couldn't put these chemicals in vinyl anymore, which made it any good. So the like all the builders like out in St. Charles and into West County and O'Fallon, they put in the worst sheet vinyl in history, like in the mid 80s, early 90s. And the stuff was garbage and it was terrible. It ripped, it tore, it was hard to clean. And there was a huge backlash from consumers where they don't want vinyl anymore just because they had this horrible, horrible, horrible vinyl. It really, really wasn't fair, but it's kind of what it is. So.
Yeah, and it created this whole,
no sheet vinyl, right?
So these luxury vinyls pretty much can go anywhere in the house now, right?
So we have like the Woodlook ones we were talking about. We also have like Armstrong has a product called Alterna, which is a groutable vinyl tile that really looks like ceramic tile. It's grouted with like a caulk grout to keep it simple for you to understand, and it's kind of three-dimensional that way. It you know, it gets glued down, and we actually grout it like with a caulk grout. But the good thing about that grout is it's not porous and it won't stain. So regular ceramic tile grout is porous. So if you pour coffee on your regular grout, it goes inside the grout, which is why it's hard to clean. So this grout's more like caulk. So you pour coffee on it, you can wipe it right up, and it doesn't go into the grout, so it's easier to clean.
Is it like a silicone or?
It's basically like caulk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's easy to clean, and it's easier on your feet. So we see a lot of people like put that in their kitchens and bathrooms because it's not so hard to stand on. Like ceramic tiles, kind of like standing in your garage as far as how hard it is. So you put in this vinyl, and it has just enough more give to where you don't get fatigued if you're cooking for 3 hours or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. No, that's a great option if you like the tile look, if you're after that, or, you know, villas and stuff, you've got carpet everywhere, but you do, you know, eat in kitchen, that sort of thing. I think that goes really, really well with it. So great product to use in those areas.
Yeah. And the other thing, I like the different types of flooring we sell, like when to do this, when to do that. I mean, just budget wise, I'll maybe hit that for you. I mean, carpet's the least expensive floor covering. So when you're covering a big area and you're on a budget, carpet's half of what hard surfaces are. So for a carpet, you can pay anywhere from $250 a foot for like a builder grade. Hey, I'm selling my house right now. to, you know, $5 or $6 a foot installed for something luxury. And we sell a lot in the $4 range. It's good quality stuff. Your vinyl planks are going to be $7 to $8 a square foot installed. Hardwood, and that's going to be, you know, 10, 11, 12, and then like ceramic tiles probably top of the pyramid, you know, so you're at $14, $15 a square foot roughly installed for your material and labor. So that kind of gives you an idea of just what things cost. And, you know, if you're trying to stay on a budget, you know, like particularly for basements, like people are, you know, yeah. I want to put vinyl plank in my basement, but, you know, the vinyl plank is twice as much as carpet is, so.
Yeah, no, definitely. And you know, I do tell people kind of all the time that, you know, carpet is okay, at least in the basement. It's not going to be great for water, you know, like we were talking about with the yeah. kitchen. If you have like the dishwasher, you know, leak, or you have, you know, a major catastrophe, obviously carpet's not great for something like that in the basement. But as far as letting moisture vapor breathe, you know, coming up through the floor, and I think that's what, you know, a lot of people don't understand is there's the difference between, you know, moisture, water, things getting wet, and then there's moisture vapor that just like comes through. It just permeates from the moisture in the ground underneath the concrete. So carpet will let that moisture vapor out and everything okay. And you know, it won't trap it in or anything like that. So that's why it is such a good thing in the basement to go ahead and have. It's, you know, not going to be great if you get a flood, but
yeah.
You know,
hopefully you don't.
even with luxury vinyl, you know, you get a flood and you're like, you got this floor that can really withstand a lot of water really well, but your base trim's wood, your walls are drywall, you're, you know, framed with wood. You still got all this work to take care of.
You sure do, yeah.
You know, around it anyways. So it's, you know, you still get into some things. So to save a little bit of money and everything. And, you know, I had a client not too long ago looking at their basement and they were needed new carpet and they were contacting us because we do a lot of painting and stuff like that. And she's like, well, I was just hoping maybe it would be, you know, more cost effective to just take everything up and just paint the concrete. And I'm like, oh, for a yeah, you're going to want to call Mike and just like, let's go back to the carpet.
Right. Yeah. And like even stained concrete, like to me, it feels pretty sterile in a basement. The vinyl floors or carpet or even hardwood, like which all three of which you can put in the basement if it's dry, like just feel a lot more homey and a little less industrial.
Yeah, yeah. I did have a basement years ago that we went ahead and did the sanding and the staining, you know, and the finishing of the concrete like that in part of their area. But it was mostly because they were in it was more than a 100-year-old home. It had old window wells with drains that backed up. And they were basically like 2 to 3 times a year, we will have some sort of rainstorm that we will get water running across this floor.
Yeah.
And I was like, just keep it concrete.
That's a special situation, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You don't run into a whole lot of those, yeah. But they're like, you know, I'm not going to spend, you know, $80,000 trying to stop this occurrence that happens a few times. So what can I do to just let that happen?
And to live with it.
And just live with it. And it's like, nope, I think that was a great option. So real quick, how can people get a hold of you again?
Sure, yeah. So it's Classic Carpet and Flooring. We have a showroom in Old Town Florissant. You can find us on the web at classiccarpet.com. And our phone number is 314-831-1551.
Awesome, awesome. And if you're looking for more remodeling, if you're looking for that flooring throughout during your kitchen remodel, all that, you can call Mosby at 314-909-1800. You can check us out at callmosby.com. We'll be right back with more flooring right after this.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, guys, we are back. We are having a great conversation here today with our guest, Mike Rose from Classic Carpet and Flooring. And, you know, Mike, I thought maybe we would get into, you know, kind of the type of floor that almost, you know, get more detailed anyways into the type of floor that's probably in like almost 100% of homes somewhere in the home, whether it's bedrooms or whatever. But let's delve into the actual carpet here for a little bit. And what's, you know, is there anything latest and greatest in carpets, any trends, anything
sure.
happening?
Yeah. So we'll talk about a couple of things. Trends wise, you know, there's always color forecasts for the year and colors change,
yeah.
right? Like, like gray was real hot for a while, and we're definitely on the tail end of that. So like we're advising our customers, you don't want to go like super solid, you know, everything gray. Like I think we're on the back end of that curve. So people are still looking for things that are easy to maintain. Everybody's worried about stain protection. Well, one great thing is like stain protection's radically better in carpet than it was 15 or 20 years ago. Like if you haven't had carpet in a while, it's night and day. Like it's my kids had one of their friends left a red popsicle behind the couch, and I got out with water. And like when I started,
wow,
forget it. Like I mean, like if you'd called the store, you know, 20 years ago, well, we'll send somebody to cut a hole in it and patch it because you can't get that out. So almost everything now has lifetime stain warranties that include pets, which is amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah, and all your daily food and drinks. Like a lot of people have pets. With carpet, so Shaw has a line now that has a waterproof back sewn into the carpet. So it's kind of the ultimate as far as not having stains reoccur. So if you have a dog or pet that has an occasional accident, like it doesn't get through into the pad and the subfloor like on a traditional carpet where you can't really get the stain, right? So like if your dog has an accident on your regular carpet, it gets into your pad, it's in your subfloor, you clean the carpet, and then it kind of wicks back up into the carpet, so this kind of stops that cycle. So we've seen, you know, that be kind of popular product with pet owners or people with young kids.
That's probably got to help a little bit with the smell reoccurring,
right,
too, because if you get it out.
Once you clean it, it's gone. I mean, it kind of protects your investment, too. I mean, like for a pet owner, I mean, because like you can get it professionally clean, which you should do anyway, and it'll really eliminate your problem. So otherwise, trends-wise, we're seeing a like subtle monochromatic patterns, so patterns in one color that maybe have like a geometric or even a non-geometric, just like a hatching. We're seeing people are kind of bored with just fuzzy plush, so we're seeing some of these patterns come out, and so like those have been popular.
Nice.
And people are always looking for value. So like when you're shopping for carpet, like the big thing to keep in mind, I guess, is what the carpet's made of. So you can make carpet out of different fibers. So there's wool, which is very durable but incredibly expensive. Nylon, super tough. Like car airbags are made of nylon. Military parachutes are made of nylon. So that's a very durable fiber. Mohawk has one called Smart Strand, which is a modified polyester that has just unbelievable stain protection. Like bleach won't discolor it, which is amazing.
Wow.
Like I'm not saying clean your carpet with bleach, but it's that color fast. And then we've seen a rise in popularity with polyesters, which is the most affordable fiber, has great inherent stain resistance, and good durability. So but like if you want to make sense of what carpet you're looking at and why it costs what it costs, you really need to focus on what it's made of.
Well, yeah, and it sounds like there's so much to choose from. It just gives everybody a lot to think about when they're trying to pick a carpet out like that.
Yeah. I mean, there's tons of choices. Like, I mean, for me and my sales staff, I mean, the big thing is just listening to people, talking to them, you know.
Yeah.
Who all lives here? Do you have pets? Tell me a little bit about how much do you use this room? You know, like all those questions will help you kind of key in on what's the best thing for you and your budget.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So what would you say, you know, looking at it, everybody getting carpet is really the most important part of a quality carpet installation?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, finding a good product from a good manufacturer, the padding's super important. So I'm sure everybody's nodding their heads when you tell them a pad's important, like a good pad really takes the abuse that your carpet takes from walking on it. So, you know, like in pads, we use Rebond pad, just to get real technical for a second, but we sell 4, 6, and 8 pound pad are what's sold out there. And so it's pounds per cubic foot. So 4 pound pad is 4 pounds per cubic foot, 6 pounds, 6 pounds per cubic foot, and 8 is 8 pounds per cubic foot. So like 8's the best on that scale. You don't want to go too dense of a pad, because if it isn't cushy, then it won't absorb the shock of your foot traffic for the carpet. So we sell 95% 8 pound pad, and then within that we have a regular foam and we have a memory foam that's literally made from the high end scraps of bedding, like the memory foam beds, and they recycle those scraps and make this padding, which is super comfortable.
That's great. So in the actual carpet then that goes over that, do you have like a specific one that you end up using more than others that's kind of like kind of that mixture of value, good value, but not kind of like really way up there or whatever, like a most common kind of brand or type that you use?
We're an independent dealer, so we buy from like the four major mills, and each of those has kind of their, what I call their flagship carpet that we sell a lot of. Like the Shaw has a color wall, which we have in our store and we have samples of, and it comes in a pattern, it comes in a like a subtle multi-tone, and then it comes in a solid. And so that's our number one seller. It's got 60 colors, and then it has the different versions with the solid pattern or with the multicolor or with the solid plush. So it gives you a lot of choices, and it has two weights, two qualities, so you can kind of pick your price point on it. So it gives people a lot of options and kind of one really big line of carpet.
Yeah, no, that's great. And that's, you know, we've got even with kitchens and things like that, we've kind of got that go-to kind of line that's like not builder grade, but not way up here. What's kind of that good value, middle of the road, going to last you a long time, but not completely blow the budget? It's good to have, you know, something like that out there. Yeah. But, you know, thinking about other types too, like in the bathrooms and different stuff, the ceramic tiles, the porcelain tiles, can you kind of just run through a little bit of those differences and those types of floors and what you're using in there?
Yeah, so like in bathrooms, we're selling a lot of the vinyl tiles, like we talked about, the groutable ones. We also sell ceramic tile, and then like within, and porcelain tiles, so like ceramic tiles of baked clay with a finish on it. There's a glazed porcelain, which has a porcelain glaze on it, and then there's tiles that are made of 100% porcelain. And so the glazed porcelain and porcelain tiles are better looking.
Yeah.
And so we'll sell a little more of those. If you're doing work outside, for instance, you have to use a 100% porcelain tile because it's less porous, so it won't expand and contract and crack when it gets below freezing, which it does, you know,
take in a bunch of moisture.
Right. Yeah. But tile sizes real quick are getting bigger. So it used to be 1x1 tiles in bathrooms, then it was 2x2s, 4x4s, 9x9s, you know, 12x12s, and now we're into 12x24s and 24x24s. So we're still kind of seeing that continue. One neat thing people might not know about in bathrooms is that we can heat your floor. So they have, Schluter makes a floor heating kit that's really slick, and you can put, it has a wire that runs under your tile. It gets warm, so when you walk in your bathroom in the, you know, in the winter, your tile's nice and toasty warm.
Yeah, and that is so comfortable.
Yes.
to have that, you know, nice warm touch, you know, on your feet in your bathroom, even getting out of the shower, all that. It is really, really, I do not have that one in my bathroom, but I wish I did. I've put a lot of them in, over the years.
Yeah, my mom who started the store, she was redoing her bathroom, and she's like, oh, I don't want that. I don't need that. I was like, Mom, I'm buying this one for you. But my dad called me. He's like, I love it. This is unbelievably great. So thank you.
Yeah, and it works well. It's, you know, just kind of kicks on and off, and you know, holds that temperature. You know, get it up in the morning and stuff. So it's not like you can program it. So it's not just running, you know, all the time.
And it doesn't use much electricity. Actually, it did. Yeah. The operation cost is super low on it. So.
Yeah. No, I think that is definitely something we see a ton of, and a fabulous idea, and something definitely I think it's worth considering to really everybody out there, you know, when they're getting anything like that done. So I guess I'd also ask you, so for you, for classic carpet and flooring, all that, you know, what is the one piece of advice that you would give kind of every flooring customer out there to say that what, no matter what type you're looking for, you know, no matter what you're doing, what kind of advice would you give anybody out shopping for flooring?
So I do the buying for my store, and I'm pretty analytical on floors. I mean, to me, it's all about knowing what you're buying, what it's made of. Why does this one cost more than that one?
Yeah.
Like, what are the advantages of it? And like, I'm a slow decision maker. Like, I want to know everything about everything. So I kind of bring that when I'm finding products for the store, of finding ones that are well-built, that are priced right. And so I kind of do that research. But my general advice would be just knowing what you're buying and why. And then, you know, then you can make the right decision, because, you know, I'm buying the right one for me based on my budget and my family and my house and my needs.
Yeah. And what would you say really sets you guys apart?
For us, it's just kind of personal service. You call the store, you can get somebody on a couple rings. We know our stuff, and we've got fair pricing and great installers. So, I mean, I can't say enough about the people we have working for us, that they're good guys and do good work, because that's really critical, because there's a little bit of a labor shortage out there, and I have people doing stuff for me that the people coming up are never going to learn. They're just old school, they really know what they're doing.
Yeah, and they're really shortening the training and the times and things like that to try and get people involved and up there and better, quicker and all that. And it's just like, oh, I don't know that that's really the answer that gets you great quality work and everything else.
I mean, just like with Mosby with us, I mean, we have, over 40 years experience and you guys have over 50. I mean, like that all makes a difference because – you learn, and you keep learning. You learn every day.
Yep. Real quick, one last time. How can they find you?
Yeah, classiccarpet.com and 831-4831-1551, Classic Carpet.
Awesome. You've heard it here. Mosby, we've used them for years, and I'm out of time. I'll talk to everybody next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, guys, we are back. We are having a great conversation here today with our guest, Mike Rose from Classic Carpet and Flooring. And, Mike, I thought maybe we would get into, kind of the type of floor that almost, get more detailed anyways into the type of floor that's probably in, like, almost 100% of homes somewhere in the home, whether it's bedrooms or whatever. But let's delve into the actual carpet here for a little bit. And what's, is there anything latest and greatest in carpets? Any trends? Anything happening?
So we'll talk about a couple of things. Trends wise, there's always color forecasts for the year, and colors change, right? Like gray was real hot for a while, and we're definitely on the tail end of that. So like, we're advising our customers, you don't want to go like super solid, everything gray. I think we're on the back end of that curve. So people are still looking for things that are easy to maintain. Everybody's worried about stain protection. Well, one great thing is like stain protection's radically better in carpet than it was 15 or 20 years ago. Like if you haven't had carpet in a while, it's night and day. Like it's my kids had one of their friends left a red popsicle behind the couch, and I got out with water. And like when I started, forget it. Like, I mean, like if you'd called the store, 20 years ago, well, we'll send somebody to cut a hole in it and patch it because you can't get that out. So almost everything now has lifetime stain warranties that include pets, which is amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah, and all your daily food and drinks. Like a lot of people have pets. With carpet, so Shaw has a line now that has a waterproof back sewn into the carpet. So it's kind of the ultimate as far as not having stains reoccur. So if you have a dog or pet that has an occasional accident, like it doesn't get through into the pad and the subfloor like on a traditional carpet where you can't really get the stain, right? So like if your dog has an accident on your regular carpet, it gets into your pad, it's in your subfloor, you clean the carpet, and then it kind of wicks back up into the carpet. So this kind of stops that cycle. So we've seen, that be kind of popular product with pet owners or people with young kids.
That's probably got to help a little bit with the smell reoccurring,
right?
Too, because if you get it out,
once you clean it, it's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of protects your investment too. I mean, like for a pet owner, I mean, because like you can get it professionally clean, which you should do anyway, and it'll really eliminate your problem. So otherwise, trends wise, we're seeing like subtle monochromatic patterns, so patterns in one color that maybe have like a geometric or even a non-geometric, just like a hatching. We're seeing people are kind of bored with just fuzzy plush, so we're seeing some of these patterns come out, and so like those have been popular.
Nice.
And people are always looking for value. So like when you're shopping for carpet, like the big thing to keep in mind, I guess, is what the carpet's made of. So you can make carpet out of different fibers. So there's wool, which is very durable, but incredibly expensive. Nylon, super tough, like car airbags are made of nylon. Military parachutes are made of nylon. So that's a very durable fiber. Mohawk has one called Smart Strand, which is a modified polyester that has just unbelievable stain protection. Like bleach won't discolor it, which is amazing.
Wow.
Like, I'm not saying clean your carpet with bleach, but it's that color fast. And then we've seen a rise in popularity with polyesters, which is the most affordable fiber. Has great inherent stain resistance and good durability. So, but like, if you want to make sense of what carpet you're looking at and why it costs what it costs, you really need to focus on what it's made of.
Well, yeah, and it sounds like there's so much to choose from. It just gives everybody a lot to think about when they're trying to pick a carpet out like that.
Yeah. I mean, there's tons of choices. Like, I mean, for me and my sales staff, I mean, the big thing is just listening to people, talking to them, who all lives here? Do you have pets? Tell me a little bit about how much do you use this room? Like all those questions will help you kind of key in on what's the best thing for you and your budget.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So what would you say, looking at it, everybody getting carpet is really the most important part of a quality carpet installation?
Yeah. So, I mean, finding a good product from a good manufacturer, the padding's super important. So I'm sure everybody's nodding their heads when you tell them a pad's important, like a good pad really takes the abuse that your carpet takes from walking on it. So, like in pads, we use Rebond pad, just to get real technical for a second, but we sell 4, 6, and 8 pound pad are what's sold out there. And so it's pounds per cubic foot. So 4 pound pad is 4 pounds per cubic foot, 6 pounds, 6 pounds per cubic foot, and 8 is 8 pounds per cubic foot. So like 8's the best on that scale. You don't want to go too dense of a pad, because if it isn't cushy, then it won't absorb the shock of your foot traffic for the carpet. So we sell 95% 8 pound pad, and then within that we have a regular foam and we have a memory foam that's literally made from the high end scraps of bedding, like the memory foam beds, and they recycle those scraps and make this padding, which is super comfortable.
Yeah, no, that's great. So on in the actual carpet then that goes over that, do you have like a specific one that you end up using more than others? It's kind of like kind of that mixture of value, good value, but not kind of like really way up there or whatever, like a most common kind of brand or type that you use?
We're an independent dealer, so we buy from like the four major mills, and each of those has kind of their what I call their flagship carpet that we sell a lot of. Like the Shaw has a color wall, which we have in our store, and we have samples of, and it comes in a pattern, it comes in a like a subtle multi-tone, and then it comes in a solid. And so that's our number one seller. It's got 60 colors, and then it has the different versions with the solid pattern or with the multicolor or with the solid plush. So it gives you a lot of choices, and it has two weights, two qualities, so you can kind of pick your price point on it. So it gives people a lot of options and kind of one really big line of carpet.
Yeah, no, that's great. And that's, you know, we've got even with kitchens and things like that, we've kind of got that go-to kind of line that's like not builder grade, but not way up here. What's kind of that good value, middle of the road, going to last you a long time, but not completely blow the budget? It's good to have, you know, something mm-hmm. like that yeah. out there. Yeah. But, you know, thinking about other types too, like in the bathrooms and different stuff, the ceramic tiles, the porcelain tiles, can you kind of just run through a little bit of those differences and those yeah, types sure. of floors and what you're using in there?
Yeah, so like in bathrooms, we're selling a lot of the vinyl tiles, like we talked about, the groutable ones. We also mm-hmm. sell ceramic tiles. And then like within and porcelain tiles, so like ceramic tiles of baked clay with a finish on it. There's a glazed porcelain, which has a porcelain glaze on it. And then there's tiles that are made of 100% porcelain. And so the glazed porcelain and porcelain tiles are better looking.
Yeah.
And so we'll sell a little more of those. If you're doing work outside, for instance, you have to use a 100% porcelain tile because it's less porous, so it won't expand and contract and crack when it gets below freezing,
yeah,
which it does, you know,
take in a bunch of moisture,
right? Yeah, yeah. But tile sizes real quick are getting bigger. So it used to be 1x1 tiles in bathrooms, and it was 2x2s, 4x4s, 9x9s, you know, 12x12s, and now we're into 12x24s and 24x24s. So we're still kind of seeing that continue. One neat thing people might not know about in bathrooms is that we can heat your floor. So they have Schluter makes a floor heating kit that's really slick, and you can put it has a wire that runs under your tile. It gets warm, so when you walk in your bathroom in the in the winter, your tile's nice and toasty warm.
Yeah, and that is so comfortable.
Yes,
to have that nice warm touch on your feet in your bathroom, even getting out of the shower, all that. It is really, really, I do not have that one in my bathroom, but I wish I did. I've put a lot of them in, over the years.
Yeah, my mom who started the store, she was redoing her bathroom, and she's like, oh, I don't want that. I don't need that. I was like, Mom, I'm buying this one for you. But my dad called me. He's like, I love it. This is unbelievably great. So thank you.
Yeah, and it works well. It's just kind of kicks on and off, and holds that temperature. Get it up in the morning and stuff. So it's not like you can program it. So it's not just running the time.
And it doesn't use much electricity. Actually, the operation cost is super low on it. So
yeah, no, I think that is definitely something we see a ton of, fabulous idea, and something definitely I think it's worth considering to really everybody out there, when they're getting anything like that done. So I guess I'd also ask you, so for you, for classic carpet and flooring, all that, what is the one piece of advice that you would give kind of every flooring customer out there to say that no matter what type you're looking for, no matter what you're doing, what kind of advice would you give anybody out shopping for flooring?
So I do the buying for my store, and I'm pretty analytical on floors. I mean, to me, it's all about knowing what you're buying, what it's made of. Why does this one cost more than that one?
Yeah.
What are the advantages of it? And like, I'm a slow decision maker. Like I want to know everything about everything. So I kind of bring that when I'm finding products for the store, of finding ones that are well built, that are priced right. And so I kind of do that research. But my general advice would be just knowing what you're buying and why, and then you know, then you can make the right decision because, you know, I'm buying the right one for me based on my budget and my family and my house and my needs.
Yeah. And what would you say really sets you guys apart?
For us, it's just kind of personal service. You call the store, you can get somebody on a couple rings. We know our stuff, and we've got fair pricing and great installers. So, I mean, I can't say enough about the people we have working for us, that they're good guys and do good work, because that's really critical, because there's a little bit of a labor shortage out there. I have people doing stuff for me that the people coming up are never going to learn. They're just old school. They really know what they're doing.
Yeah, and they're really shortening the training and the times and, you know, and things like that to try and get people involved and up there and you know, better, quicker and all that. And it's just like, oh, I don't know that that's really the answer that gets you great quality work and everything else.
I mean, just like with Mosby with us, I mean, we have, you know, over 40 years experience and you guys have over 50. I mean, like that all makes a difference because, you know, you learn. I mean, and you keep learning. You learn every day.
Yep. Real quick, one last time. How can they find you?
Yeah, classiccarpet.com. And 831-4831-1551, Classic Carpet.
Awesome. You've heard it here. Mosby, we've used them for years, and I'm out of time. I'll talk to everybody next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.